Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers for you. Every week, we're going to scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Make sure that you tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived by visiting our page right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, I'd like to discuss some more recent research on how exercise can help prevent Alzheimer's disease. Maybe even more so than puzzles and games to keep the mind active. Alzheimer's disease is an irreversible, progressive brain disorder that slowly destroys our memory and thinking skills and eventually the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. Now, I've seen this twice in my family. Now, in most people with Alzheimer's, symptoms first appear in their mid-60s. Estimates vary, but experts suggest that more than 5 million Americans may have Alzheimer's. 5 million Americans. Alzheimer's disease is currently ranked as the sixth leading cause of disease in the United States, but recent estimates indicate that the disorder may rank third, just behind heart disease and cancer, as a cause of death for older people. Now, the National Institute of Health states scientists don't yet fully understand what causes Alzheimer's disease in most people. In people with early onset Alzheimer's, a genetic mutation is usually the cause, and late onset Alzheimer's arises from a complex series of brain changes that occur over decades. Now, the causes probably, include a combination of genetic, environmental, as well as lifestyle factors, which is what we're here to talk about today. And the importance of any of these factors in increasing or decreasing the risk of developing Alzheimer's may differ from person to person. Different things work for different people. Now, I already said that genetics is believed to be a large part of the risk for developing this frightening disease. But that doesn't mean you have to give in to genetics either. Research suggests that a host of factors beyond genetics may play a role in the development and course of Alzheimer's disease. There's a great deal of interest, for example, in the relationship between cognitive decline and vascular conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure, as well as metabolic conditions such as diabetes and obesity. Now, a nutritious diet, physical activity, social engagement, and mentally stimulating pursuits have all been associated with helping people stay healthy as they age. These factors might also help reduce the fact of cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease. Clinical trials are testing some of these possibilities right now. But there is some newer research, like in the last couple of years, out of the University of Maryland School of Public Health, and it shows that exercise may improve cognitive function in those at risk for Alzheimer's by improving the efficiency of brain activity associated with memory. Now, this study was led by Dr. J. Carson Smith, who is the assistant professor in the Department of Kinesiology, and it provides new hope for those diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It is the first to show that an exercise intervention with older adults with mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's, average 78 years of age, improved not only memory recall, but also brain function, as measured by functional neuroimaging. And these findings are actually published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what it states is that after 12 weeks of being on a moderate exercise program, study participants improved their neural efficiency. Basically, they were using fewer neural resources to perform the same memory task, says Dr. Smith. No study has shown that a drug can do what we showed is possible with exercise. Now, two groups of physically inactive older adults, ranging in ages 60 to 88, were put on a 12-week exercise program that focused on regular treadmill walking and was guided by a personal trainer. Both groups, one which included adults with Alzheimer's and the other with healthy brain function, improved their cardiovascular fitness by about 10% at the end of the intervention. More notably, however, both groups also improved their memory performance and showed enhanced neural efficiency while engaging in memory retrieval tasks. So the good news is that these results were achieved with a dose of exercise that's consistent with physical activity recommendations for older adults. So those physical activity recommendations are there for a reason. You know, and the same thing for older adults as for adults and for children. These guidelines urge moderate intensity exercise, activity that increases your heart rate and makes you sweat, but isn't so strenuous that you can't hold a conversation while doing it. On most days, for a weekly total of 150 minutes. So 5 days at 30 minutes of exercise is enough. Now, that same number is true for adults under the age of 60 as well. However, you can do things that are a little bit more physically demanding. And I'd like to thank ScienceDaily.com for that information. Even the Mayo Clinic says that exercising several times a week for 30 to 60 minutes may keep thinking, reasoning, and learning skills sharp for healthy individuals, improve memory, reasoning, judgment, and thinking skills or cognitive function for people with mild Alzheimer's disease or mild cognitive impairment. It could also delay the start of Alzheimer's for people at risk of developing the disease or slow the progress of the disease. Physical activity seems to help the brain not only by keeping your blood flowing, but also by increasing chemicals that protect the brain. Physical activity also tends to counter some of the natural reduction in brain connections that occurs with aging. So a lot of times in our training programs that we do, we offer a lot of exercises that are going to get your heart, not only get your heart rate up, but they're also going to make you think. They're going to get you, we're doing coordination drills as well. So you're doing that coordination drills along with your cardiovascular exercise, and this helps increase your brain function, and it's been shown in these newer studies. So in the past, it's always been, oh, you need to keep your mind active, and you need to do puzzles, and it's not to say that you don't, but add some physical activity in there as well, and you're going to increase your chances even more of fighting those silly genetics that might put you at risk for Alzheimer's. So if you're ever in the Chicago suburbs, come join us for a workout. You can find us online at www.goproveg.com. You can find us on Facebook at Progressive Complete Health. And you can find us on Twitter as well at GoProVeg. So next week, we're going to answer your questions. It's going out tomorrow. The survey is going out tomorrow on what you'd like to hear more about. So go ahead, go find us, like us on Facebook, and let us know what you'd like to know more about, and we'll put it in our next show. So until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.